doesn't I play Vril?
Emil as Bug.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps.
The world was once ruled by dragons. Legends are written about vast empires of dragonkin and their children called the Empire of the Salamander. Their magic, now called thaumaturgy, was a part of their life in every way. It was used in their alchemy, science, and spells. It seemed based on the four elements as they knew them: fire, water, air, and earth. After the fall of the empire, much of their knowledge remains. In fact, many of the day-to-day uses of alchemy remain. If you've used a healing potion, the recipe is the same one that was used hundreds of years ago. The larger magics, though, remain a mystery. Blacksmiths can take iron and carbon and make steel, but only salamanders can take the same iron and carbon and make an iron golem. Something was always missing to make the magic work. Centuries later, other magics seem to have close to the same effect. The largest group are people who try to follow the natural patterns of things. Using new patterns and symbols, this new group uses a new set of five elements: fire, earth, metal, water, and wood, and a strong belief that much of the world is out of our hands and that everything follows a pattern. They use the symbol of a golden spiral on their outfits to show their partnership in the group. The majority of their members are scholars, enchanters, and mages, focused on learning and adapting the salamander symbols to the new patterns. Even with the golden spiral being a common group found in the world, there are many others who have found power. Dark deals, mystic bargains, and magic weapons of great power are still out in the world, with many groups looking to find the remains of the salamander's power. What will you do? Okay, I think the last time we left off with you guys, you were actually arguing over who would get the gold. So you had 150 gold, or 350 gold, I should say. Was there any, did your characters figure out how you wanted to divide it up? Did Vural get the extra amount he was looking for? How are you guys feeling?
So that was, how much gold? 350?
It was, yeah, 350.
You said 100, and so far Vural wants to have the extra 50.
Yes. Because he, the last time he was arguing because he killed so many, and because he helped you guys out of so many things, he should get the extra.
Wait, I did what? Oh. Wait, was I drunk? Did I really say that?
Yeah, you did. That was
my bad, y'all.
That's how we ended. Was like you, the three of you guys arguing over who would get the extra 50 gold.
All right, well, I must have been drinking. Shit, that's kind of fucked.
Yeah. You guys can keep in the pool for now and just kind of see how things go.
No. Well, how about this?
I gave my money.
What was that, Devin?
I said I'm going to roll with it. Fuck that. Give me my money.
I think you should do that, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Well, you can have, how about this? You can have one extra gold.
I can have what? Hang on, let me volume up. I'm going to ask him to take it from him.
Bug says,
I'm kidding.
I say, no, this is 50 extra money, gold, we're arguing about here. How about we just split up the 50? Huh, who knew we could do that?
It sounds like a lot more.
We each get 16, and then two of us will get 17.
I don't like little mines.
You don't like little money?
Little mines?
You don't like little mines? Because you can't comprehend anything.
To be fair, if we're being honest, you are even a lot more trouble to actually split it up evenly than to just hand me the gold I earned.
Earned? You, yes, almost got us killed.
I threw body parts at you. How did I not save you?
You
including
did need no services.
Bug's own.
Huh?
I was just saying, including Bug's own body parts.
Yes, that was part of the plan.
Me being my own body part? Yeah, you flung me
your body parts
and missed. No thanks to you did we make it out of that alive.
Your landing is on you. I'm just trajectorying you.
Yeah, no, my landing was on the fact that you aimed 50 feet away from where I want to be.
No, I aimed in the sky. I aimed upward. backwards. Remember, I was going for the highest I could.
Yeah, that was your problem. Put some more. Try harder next time. How about that? Okay. How about you?
I'll duel you for 50 gold right now, bug.
You couldn't even catch me.
I wouldn't have to take the gold and leave.
Who has the gold, anyways?
Yeah, this is a great question. Don't I have the gold?
You might have.
I wasn't in the area. Remember, I was walking up, dragging a body. So I was kind of outside of town when I entered towards you guys.
Hey, guys. Also, I think I have the cloak and an invisible with the gold. So fuck you guys. I have the gold.
So who do I
kill? But you have
first?
The cloak too?
I have in my items right now Hildo Bragan's cloak.
All right. If you have the cloak, I will give up the 50 gold completely, and I will take that cloak. I'll give up more if you need me to. That cloak is, I'm kind of attached.
I don't know if this is known to everyone, but honestly, this whole situation matters like nothing to Varel. I don't want money. I don't give a crap about it. I'm here for the death and the killing. So, I mean, the further this just keeps talking, the more I'm just going to keep talking it into some type of confrontation so that there's more killing for me to deal with.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay, thanks.
Well, luckily, then one of the things we can do, since we ended the last session with you guys walking, kind of like walking, coming out of the forest and walking towards the town, luckily right now, you guys actually come up on the front of the town. And one of the things, you guys are going to get stopped by one of the guards who is going to be watching the gates. Because
so basically, this is all banter as we're walking towards the town. We're arguing over the gold. And yeah, that works for me.
Okay. Which is great, because as you guys get close to the town, you realize that I believe in your character creation, Bug and Florian Day, you guys run a con, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I wouldn't tell the guard this.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to find out right now how much that guard remembers.
I'm probably going to be. I'm going to approach this guard with not the best attitude and probably take his attention away from them onto me.
Well, let's figure out how this goes then, because the move is called Outstanding Warrants. When you return
to
a place in which you've caused trouble before, roll plus charisma. On a 10+, word has spread of your deeds and everyone recognizes you. On a 7 and 9, as above, the GM chooses a complication. The local guard has a warrant out for your arrest. Someone has put a price on your head. Someone important to you has been put in a bad spot as a result of your actions.
All right, so wait, so what's Varel's knowledge about this situation? Do I know that they are going to be wanted? Do I have any idea that they caused issues here?
I don't think you would, because you joined the guard before you left.
If I don't know they're going to be looked at weirdly, then I'm not going to cause anything weird. I'm just going to act normally.
Right.
It's
only going to be a distraction if I knew they were going to come after you guys.
Yeah. What's up, Lisa?
Well, hadn't Varel been following us for a little while? So he knew we were running scams and stuff, and he knows that we kind of have a trail behind us.
My idea of your scam as Varel is that you like to have parties where you kind of talk in town and tell people stuff, and you do music, and then you have the little midget go steal people's money, so I don't necessarily know specifically
about
this town. You know, I don't know anything more than just that. I don't know if you guys have been doing anything.
Well, okay.
But this, we'll say right now, though, this move is going to affect all three of you since you are traveling in a group. But that does mean, though, we need one person to roll the charisma roll to see how this turns out. And one person can roll plus bond to help and give you guys a plus one. So hopefully things can go a little better.
It
sounds like new charisma.
Too. Yeah, for you, for sure. But so one of my bonds is also Varel knows incriminating details about me. So he knows he's been watching then. He knows I am a little thief and have been doing as this guard has been saying.
Okay.
But he's withholding information right now because he's just more interested in how this situation develops because he's just that kind
of
guy.
If those guys check in all three of us with a stupid check, I'm going to take offense to that because I've done nothing wrong in my eyes. So the moment he starts staring at me, I'm going to be kind of a dick.
Well, he could also be approaching Florian because she's the bard.
Which I'd be fine with as long as it wasn't pointed at me.
Yeah, if this role goes well, then, I mean, maybe he just remembers you because...
I want it to go bad.
Why were you an orc? You should have been a troll.
Uh-huh.
So, why... Well, since Varel, though, it sounds like you may not really know what's going on. Like, let's have Florian do... the charisma roll, and then we'll have Bug do the aid roll. And
so, what do I roll then?
How do we do this?
So, let's see. Do you have it on your bonds? No, you don't. Okay. So, Florian, actually, if you go over to on your character sheet on the charisma underneath where it says Cha, if you just click the little dice icon next to it, it will roll automatically for you.
Oh, that's what the woo-woo-wit thing is.
Yeah, it's a little for you, so.
Okay, let me get there.
Yeah.
Character sheet, and I go to charisma.
And then email, Bug is just going to, you're just going to type in / roll, and then space 2d6 plus the number of bonds you have.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, damn, you succeeded. You don't even need the help. Look at that. But I still...
Me?
Yeah, what's up?
Wait. I'm not looking at what you're looking at.
You go over.
Oh, okay.
Chat.
You see it in chat now.
Mm-hmm. You rolled a 12.
Wait, I don't see. Oh, roll down. Oh, there's a. Oh, there's.
Yeah.
I see our Devin's in my lines and Emil's lines.
Yeah. I think Emil should still... Oh, Emil rolled a 10. Okay, great. That's actually great news. So everything kind of goes... Okay. So as you guys approach, this guard just goes, oh my goodness, look at it's Florian Day! She's come back! She can't believe it! You did such a great show at the tavern a couple nights ago. Are you going to be playing again?
I play all the... I'm just a player, homie. I play all the time.
That's awesome. We really use your help. Things have been gotten really kind of crazy around here. These spiral boys keep walking around. They're checking something out, and it's just been a mess in town. We would love to have a chance to relax with some great music.
What boys are you talking about?
Oh, that Golden Spiral group. They just moved in. Oh. Some carts. They're dragging something. They're trying to go into the woods. I'm not sure. They're not talking or anything like that. And as you look off to the side, these sort of red squares above you guys that are outside the town, there's camps with a Golden Spiral symbol in front of them. And this is the group that's kind of, they were not here before. You guys left when you guys were here in town, but they're here now. You guys come out.
Wow, that was fast.
Interesting. Okay, so they're kind of taking over, and it's like a rash on the land. So out of character, I'm thinking I see an opportunity for information gathering from this guy. I would love to offer him a show or something, or like kind of encourage him like, oh yeah, we're going to be playing at the Blois on this night. And you should totally invite all your friends to come.
What's tavern's name?
So,
what's the pub's name in here?
We're making this up right now, right? I don't know. the Drooling Griffin.
The Rolling Griffin?
The Drooling Griffin.
Great.
Well, she's telling you all this. I will have wandered off north to that other group. And Bug can hear me in the background, just kind of talking, saying, I'm with these other musicians who aren't as impressive. And he just keeps listening to that.
You're not even a musician.
What other group?
So
mean.
You went
the red squares are right above us.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not there.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
It seems to me,
okay.
Yeah,
while the guard is talking to Florian and I, kind of in interrogating us, except for we rolled awesome, so actually he's just talking with us. Varel's like, oh, that group up there, huh? And he just kind of started wandering off on his own just to check it out. Is that basically what you're saying?
I see.
Yeah, and the first thing I did was start talking about how bad you guys were at music.
Okay, and so you're up there, and we're still being talked to by the guard, and Florian is trying to get the guard to spill more information or say... so far, all I know is that the guard has talked to us, and he's like, oh, Florian Day, you're back. And Florian's trying to say something back to the guard, essentially.
Yeah. So I circled on the map kind of where those squares are that I was talking about.
Since
you guys are trying to look around and gather information, why doesn't one of... Somebody can roll a discern realities to closely study a situation or person.
So I'm already over there. I was gonna say I'm standing with the group, but I wasn't gonna look into them. I was gonna wait for one of you guys to try and look into them, and I was gonna give you a death stare.
One of the spiral, the golden spiral.
No, no, Bug or Florian.
Okay.
But, wait, I'm confused. Can you re-explain?
Yeah. So I was under the impression that one of you guys were going to try and look at the two red squares above you while I was talking to them. And if that was going to be the case, I was going to give you a death look so that you would stop.
Oh.
Like, stop looking over there?
Yeah, leave us alone. Stop looking at me.
So these, I kind of circled it in the black circle over there. Do you guys want to learn information about it? Or?
Well, me, I am 100% into talking to the guard right now. I'm completely focused on the guard and not really paying attention to what's going on over there.
As for me, I know that I'm with her. She's talking to the guard. I'm like next to her or beside her or whatever. But I did see in the corner of my eye, I saw Varel leaving the group for a while to check out those encampments.
I mean, stepping back a little bit and seeing how things are going. Because I think just Florian was the one who was trying to get more information out of this guard, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was trying to we can even finish that up and he can just be like, oh, okay, whatever, and then we can go do whatever.
Well, I'm trying to give you guys more information, so
I'm using her as a distraction for the guard too. I want her distracting the guard right now. So before this is over, I'm still doing something.
Yeah, I think our information gathering is for real right now.
Then somebody can roll for discern realities. Roll plus your
wisdom. But see, that's the thing. They're rolling to discern the realities where I'm at. I'm giving them that dirty look. I don't want them.
Well, they can be talking to the guard right now. He's not. That doesn't even sound like they're looking over here. They're just trying to ask questions up from this guard. So
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Meech, you roll discern realities for the guard, and any sort of rolls for checking out these encampments will go to Varel, I think. I think that's the most sense.
Yeah. Okay. Joe, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So how do I roll discern realities with D20?
So that's a wisdom roll. So if you're on your character sheet, click the little D20 icon next to your wisdom modifier, and it should just roll.
Done.
Yay! You got a 9. So you can ask me one question. What happened here recently? What is about to happen? What should I be on the lookout for? What here is useful or valuable to me? Who's really in control here? What here is not what it appears to be?
So, quick question. When she asks you this, are you thinking you're basically going to answer the question as the guard talking to Florian?
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay.
That's very helpful.
Yeah. So what do you think this guy would know? Like, how do you think he's going to answer?
Give me one moment. I'm trying to find discern realities.
Sure. It's under the basic move list.
While she's doing this, I'm attempting to steal something.
You're going to steal something. Okay.
Yep.
Steal something.
I don't know what they have, but I want it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the thief here.
And you're going to have to roll, I believe that's going to be a Defy Danger dexterity to say something, to steal something.
That's 3.
Good shit. Okay.
Wait, hold on. I get my...
This is like golf, right?
You get your dexterity, because you didn't add your dexterity modifier.
Dexterity is a +1, so I have a 4.
Well, you still failed. So that's a couple things are going to happen right now.
Right,
do we want to resolve you, or do we want to resolve
question? Well, I mean, I might be mean to these people, depending on how my shit goes, so I don't know which is going to be quicker.
I kind of want to resolve Lisa's question first, just because I feel like if shit's going to go down, then I want her to be able to actually get some information. So let's because she's asking at the same time you're trying to do this. So let's let's have Lisa ask a question, and then we'll So, Florian, what is your question for this guard?
So I rolled a 9. I get to ask one question of discern realities, correct?
Yes.
And I'm asking it of the guard. Mm-hmm. And let's see. The situation is he's like, "Hey, Florian Day." He recognizes me. He likes me. He's excited to hang out with me. He wants a show.
Yeah.
I would like to give him a show. Okay. So, okay, let me read this real fast. What happened here recently?
Oh, recently, these guys just showed up. They came into town with all these crates and boxes and stuff. It seems like they're going to go on some sort of expedition into the woods. I'm not sure what they're looking for exactly, but they're getting ready to go out there.
And we also just came from the woods, correct? Where we found these ruins, where we also found this cloak.
Yes, you did.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah, which we have right now. So maybe you should be a little careful. All right.
Could you say that? Oh.
Yes, you have the cloak. So, you know.
Does she have it on or does she have it just on her person, like in a backpack?
I'm not wearing it. I just have it on my person. I'm not wearing it. You can see me.
It's stuffed in a bag or something, so you can see it. Okay. But, okay, so, Varel, though, you wander off this camp. You try to... Varel? Sorry. Am I saying... All right.
Varel,
yeah. How about you saying it?
Yeah. Okay. Like the blue-green guy, Varel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And magic, yeah.
All right, so, Varel, you walk over to this camp and try to steal something. You actually get caught.
One second. I did go to the bathroom real quick. I took a piss. What happened with Lisa?
She asked what happened here recently, and we found out that the Golden Spiral showed up with a bunch of carts, and they're going to go into the woods that you guys just came out of.
Got you. Okay.
And then you tried to steal something, but you failed. So a couple things are going to happen. Mark a point of experience if you haven't already.
Say again?
You, Varel failed the roll. So whenever you fail, you get a point of XP. So
okay, so Varel marks XP right now.
Yeah, nobody else does, just him.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when you're trying to reach into this tent to kind of feel it out, to kind of see what's inside, your hand gets grabbed by an orc. And he pulls you aside and goes, well, what do we have here? A little thief trying to get in here? What do you want?
First thing I do is deck that fool in the face.
You're just going to hit him right now?
Oh, yeah. He's an orc, too. I'm an orc, but he thinks he's tougher than me. We're going to find out.
All right. Roll hack and slash. Roll plus your strength.
That's 2d10s or 2d8s?
No. It's 2d6 plus your strength.
Gotcha.
And then we find out. 7. Great. You're both going to deal damage to each other.
Wait, hold up. I still have to add my...
Oh, your modifier.
Yeah, because that's add 2.
Yeah. So that's still only a 9. And you went off away from the group, so I don't think anybody can help you right now get a 10. So for hack and slash, when you roll 7 to 9, you guys deal damage to each other. So you're going to roll your damage, and then I need to look up damage for this guy real quick.
My damage is 1d10, right?
Yes.
1d10? Oh, yeah, whatever your damage is. Yeah.
I rolled
10. Whoa! Oh, Jesus.
Big hit. Okay.
Critical.
Hey, he stood up to me, bro.
He caught you trying to steal shit.
That's
from
not
him.
The point.
Okay.
Shouldn't have caught him.
Shouldn't have caught me stealing from
him. Totally.
What a piece of shit.
Really, it's his fault.
Gaslighting if I ever heard it.
Wait. Did someone say this is... Town of Barkley? I kind of love it, actually.
Town of Barkley.
I said that so long ago. Forestville, Pine Town,
wait,
Barkley.
Forestville's the real thing.
And We were there yesterday, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry it's taking me so long. I'm trying to find stats for this guy. Oh, here we go.
I love you.
Take your time, Joe.
We appreciate you. Oh, the the drooling Griffin. No, 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 no. It's the drooling Griffin. Don't you know that droll means boring? And you just said the boring Griffin. I'll fix it. Don't worry.
All right, you can't actually fix it. Also, no, you were drunk when you thought it was a drooling Griffin. It was always a drooling Griffin.
Wow, you're an asshole. Did you guys hear that?
I did, yeah.
She was drunk when she first heard that place. She thought it was a drooling Griffin. It was actually the drooling Griffin the whole time. And she just, like, but drooling makes so much more sense.
Let's make that canon, guys. It's the drooling Griffin, and I just heard it as the drooling Griffin because I was drunk at the drooling Griffin.
Okay.
It's so canon.
So you guys are trading blows against these guys. He's fighting you fist as well, actually. You land a big hit against him, but he gets a couple hits in as well. So you take what is that? You take 6 damage.
You only put the 4, bro.
Right.
Just kidding.
you feel like you hit a big hit against him, but his armor seems to make him stand up a little bit. So hopefully you got him good, but
there's not a section for life points on here, is there? Or I can't find it.
Where's your character sheet? You can set it.
No. HP show. Okay, I found it. It's under abilities and stuff. So
great.
Second, let me set my life up.
Okay. So he takes 6 with 2, right? So after you guys have a little quick.
Hold on, I'm sorry. So our life is supposed to be 10 plus our strength or 10 plus our constitution?
10 plus your constitution, the whole number.
Okay. So.
Yours is supposed to be 25. It should be
7. Wait, and the left side is current HP, the right side is total, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
All right, so how much did I take?
You took 6, but you can subtract your armor from that. So I think you only took
4. Oh, it's just 2, yeah.
Yeah. He took a good, you got a good smack in against him as well. So he took a little, he got a good hit in, but he steps back a little bit and just goes, all right, hang on. Don't worry, we caught you. There's no harm done.
I'm already swinging my next throw.
You're already swinging your next throw. All right. Roll hack and slash again.
Yeah. What a beast!
Yeah.
5 plus 2.
Wait, right, it's 2. It's, oh, no, wait, what did I roll?
You roll 2d6 plus your...
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Strength. So,
So you can, on your character sheet, you can just roll the dice next to the number.
Mm-hmm.
So for your strength, like, you can just click the dice next to your strength, and it'll automatically make the roll happen with the modifier.
Yeah.
Did that work?
Yeah, that worked.
We can go with the first numbers. I just wanted to test it.
It's actually the same number. It's the
same number.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys can do your damage to each other. So what? You're gonna roll another d10.
So 5.
5. Okay. Nice. Okay, and then he hits you for 9.
For 7?
Yeah. Gosh. 16, you hit him for 10.
So I'm at 15.
9, and then what did you just roll again?
I didn't swing damage at... Oh, yeah, I did. I swung 3 plus 2, so 5 for damage.
Okay. Yeah, when you swing that second time, though, he just kind of... It glances right off of his armor. It doesn't seem like it does anything to him. Wait,
that was my damage, or...?
That 3, wasn't it?
It's 5 with my strength.
No, we don't add strength here. It's
You only add it to the...
You only add it to the roll, to the 2d6 roll to see if you hit.
Gotcha. Okay.
Your damage is only a 1d10. There, you don't have to add that unless your weapon says otherwise. but you're just using your fists. You don't have any other tags or anything to that.
Gotcha.
You have three. So your armor, his armor glances off this blow. He doesn't take, it doesn't look like he takes any damage from your hit. After this, though, this little exchange, one other thing happens. A bunch of other people come out of these tents, and they're going to grapple you and pin you to the ground. So if you want to resist this or hold back in some way, you're going to have to roll like a defy danger and something.
I want to let him do it, but I'm going to try and stab this orc in the neck with my knife.
This last guy, yeah?
The only guy I've been fighting the whole time.
All right, then let's roll. To even try to get the hit in, you're going to have to roll a defy danger to get past these people because they're going to try to stop you. If you're going to power through, roll plus your strength. If you're going to do it by acting fast, plus your dex or enduring plus your con. I don't think this is mental fortitude or charisma. I don't think this is quick thinking either. So how are you going to do this? Are you going to power through? Or are you going to act fast? Or are you going to endure these other guards who are these other golden spiral guys who are going to try to stop you to get this last hit in?
Initially I'm just going to use strength. That's my highest stat.
Okay.
We'll do defy
danger strength, and then we'll roll your hack and slash to see if you hit him.
So,
and may I pause time for just a quick second?
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm listening to Florian Day talk to this guard, try to gather information and whatnot. And
I'm just fighting out of the corner of my eye.
I see Varel get yanked into a tent, and then just a whole bunch of hustle and bustle in that tent. And I'm like, "What the hell is going on?" And that's kind of where I'm at right now.
He has to roll. They're coming. They're going to try to drag him to pin him to the ground, but he has to roll to fight danger.
He's in a tent. I can't see that.
He's not in a tent.
I just know he got dragged into a tent all of a sudden.
No. Amy,
not in a tent.
Oh?
He is not in a tent. He is outside the tent.
Outside the tent, yeah.
Guards come out to stop him and pin him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. I thought he got dragged into the tent when he reached the tent.
Nah.
So, if you could roll 2d6 plus your strength, let's see if you can even try to get it an additional hit in.
So 9.
All right. So let's see. How am I going to do this? You stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
To be fair, I can see my guy being much of a flincher. He might fuck up the other ones, but
right.
He's probably just going to do what he's trying to do or attempt to.
Maybe he's got sweaty palms. This is what the bargain's going to be. Ooh. You're just charging forward trying to hit this guy. They're going to come out and pin you to the ground. You can get the hit in, but after you do, you will be pinned to the ground, and they're just going to deal straight damage to you. You will not be able to roll to avoid damage. So,
all right, well, my knife's still a thing, too, in this combat. I get the read his mind and whatnot.
Why?
Because it's part of my blade's ability.
He's not dead. He has to be a...
It's only a corpse.
Okay, I get... Yeah, he might not die. You're right.
Yeah, plus there's a group of people around him. Why would they let you do that?
I'll kill them too. It's okay.
Great. But that's the bargain. If you can swing to try to get a hit in on this orc that you've been fighting... And then you will be pinned to the ground, and they will be able to deal damage.
They might kill me too, but I've already swung.
Okay, roll hack and slash. Roll 2d6 plus your strength again.
Again? What was the first one I rolled?
To see if you can even hit him.
Got you. Okay, so now I roll it to see if my hit works.
Yes.
So plus my 2, so it's a 7.
Great, just barely. So you guys are both going to hit each other again. All right, roll your damage. So he swings into you for 5 damage. And he takes the 4. You get a little bit of a hit in, but their guards are going to pin, his helpers are going to pin you to the ground now. So they're just going to roll some damage against you. You other guys can stop this if you want.
Yeah, so I'm at this, I was just going to say, I'm at this point, oof, I see, okay, so what I see is
Varel
all of a sudden gets stopped while looking into a tent, and all of a sudden he's pinned to the ground. At this point, kind of tugging at Florian, like, hey, we gotta go right now. Something's happening. Something's up. We gotta help out. And I suggest to Varel, why don't you whip out that fiddle and enrapture everyone around, kind of like show us what you're made of right now, and stop this Varel being just like, you know, about to be killed, maybe, you know, as far as I can see. Of course, Varel probably has plenty of HP, but that's beside the point.
It's getting a little closer.
But of course, Florian is downstairs right now, I think. So when she comes back up, that's something I'm thinking.
Varel, what's your HP at right now?
I'm at 12.
Okay. Thank God you have armor then, because he's going to hit you. He's going to hit you for 12 damage.
Hole. Meech, we got to come to the rescue.
All right. So Varel is at 2 HP.
Okay. So we're up. I'm like kind of like running towards what's going on at the action. Maybe, oh my God, I'm going on here. I don't got anyone to chuck me at these people. So I'm like, I'm just trying to run. It's not the, quite the same. Right. But I'm like trying to, you know, get Florian to just bust out the fiddle and, you know, put her fiddle where her mouth is. Always been bragging about these fiddling skills that she has. I've never seen her play it, though.
Right.
So I want to see what's going on with this. So anyways, I'm running. I do have some throwing daggers, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and try, while I'm still, I think I'm still pretty far away, but I'm going to go ahead and try to chuck my throwing daggers. I'm going to double hand it, so throw two at a time, one in each hand, and try to stop this guy from like doing any more to Varel.
Do you want to roll something different then, instead of just trying to damage him? Because, I mean, like, there's a group of people now around Varel.
There's a whole group. That's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, so do you want to do something different then instead to try to...
Yes, actually. Can I make, like, some sort of crazy move where I have three throwing daggers. Can I just throw all three of them?
Okay.
Assuming that they've all been dipped in my oil of Tajit, because I have envenom from the last...
Right. Okay.
This all happened very fast. Okay, anyways, so yeah, my thought is I'm gonna try to, like, these guys surrounding Varel right now, I'll try to take three of them out right now, one with each dagger. I have, you know, three daggers in one hand, ninjutsu style, whatever. I'm gonna throw these things. And they're all coated in this sleep poison that I hope gets them and okay. Knocks him out.
I think that's still going to be a type of volley roll, like a dexterity roll. Throw these to see if you can hit the targets.
Seems fair.
Yeah, so roll your dexterity to see if you can hit. Nine. Okay. You can hit the big guy who has been fighting, or you can hit two of the other people who are pinning down Varel.
The big guy. So there's two guys pinning Varel, and there's one that actually like attacking him.
Well, no, Varel started this whole fight, so.
Well, of course. They've
been duking it out, and there's just one big guy, and then two. There's one big orc who he's been fighting against, and two humans pinning him down.
Okay, I'm gonna take out the two guys pinning him down.
Okay. All right, the humans. They get hit by this oil, this poison, and they look a little drowsy and a little sleepy. Varel, you have a moment where you can get up and do something. What do you do?
Hit the work.
You're going to get up and hit them again. Great. Roll.
He said great. That sounds like a good response from the GM.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. I guess I didn't think this would be going like this so fast. So,
surprise.
So roll your let's hack and slash again. So roll your strength. 7 plus 2.
9.
All right. Once again, you guys are going to be doing damage to each other. You're just swinging at each other. He's laughing. He's having a great time here. He thinks you're hilarious.
Who?
This orc.
The other orc.
He's hurt, but he's been loving it.
Oh, good. We share things.
The true orc.
God, look at your rolls.
They love their ridiculous. Orc love.
Okay. Luckily, the damage is the best of 2d10, but it's 2d10 plus 2, so you just took 10 damage.
That's so not even
and I don't one. I just took my last swing and died.
Oh, my God. Okay. Your HP goes to 0.
Kevin is dying.
What the fuck?
Literally.
Oh, no.
What are we doing right now?
What the hell?
Okay. Wait. Before anything else can happen, Varel needs to roll his last breath. When you're dying, you catch a glimpse of what lies beyond the black gates of Death's Kingdom. Then roll. Just roll plus nothing. Death doesn't care how tough or cool you are. On a 10 plus, you've cheated death. You're in a bad spot, but you're still alive. On a 7-9, death will offer you a bargain. Take it and stabilize, or refuse and pass beyond the black gates into whatever fate meets you. On a
guys,
beat, your fate is sealed. No, I need Varel to roll this. You can't do anything.
What am I rolling?
2d6 flat. Nothing to it. 9. Okay.
That's
darn good, right?
No, you had to hit a 10, he said.
Does it have to be a 10?
Yeah.
No. This is the best answer. Because, Varel, what do orcs think that death is for them? Like, what happens after they die?
It's a passing. An honor of passing.
Just a passing. Okay. Then you thought, all right, so a little flashback. So you guys, you were squaring up
again. I mean, I don't want to be too easy when you say just a passing, because I'm the Death Knight dude, like passing people beyond in a correct way is important to me. So I don't know if it's just like death or passing. There might be more, I guess, to that idea, considering I'm helping everyone pass. But essentially to orcs, I think passing is just passing.
Okay. Well, that's actually important, though, because we're going to describe what the black gates look like and what death looks like.
Should we wait for Lisa for this?
Probably. Is Lisa there?
I'm here!
Okay, great. So, all right. So, a little flashback in the movie. You're squaring up against this big orc. You get up off the ground. You take a big swing at him, and he just clocks you in the head. And once your vision clears, you see yourself standing in front of a humongous black door lined with people in armor. They're saluting you. They are looking forward to their brother returning and having an honorable death in battle. They salute you. But one giant kind of shaman-looking orc approaches you. He's hunched over, has a cane. He salutes you as the soldier you are as you come in. And he says, you fought a great battle and you just, your fist fights was epic and it was much fun to watch you go against our brother in this moment. But we wish to see you continue in this way. We have a goal for you if you wish to hear about it. But if you want, we can open the black gates and you may rest. You have earned that. You can ask any questions right now.
If I go back and fight him again, will you be mad?
I think what's going to happen is you may just wake up in a bed in a tavern.
I see that fucker.
If you see him again, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think... Well, luckily you guys already know that the Golden Spiral group is going to be going into the forest towards those ruins. So they may just leave.
Know that.
You're right. You don't know that. The rest of the guys do. So,
Wait, I'm lost. Okay. What's happening?
Can I go ahead and say what happened? I have like
an idea. Yeah.
Please. I need a recap.
Essentially, as far as I know,
Wait, are you speaking?
We're talking.
Wait, are you speaking from character right now? When you say "as far as I know,"
This is out of character, yeah.
Out of character.
No, this is out of character to Lisa, who just came back to the microphone.
Gotcha.
As a recap, essentially. Okay. So, we have been talking to the guard, getting information. I've noticed that Burrell's having trouble, got pinned. I started running over a while, yelling you to take action, take your fiddle maybe. Who knows? Come on, help out, basically. And I just threw, I tried to throw my three daggers at all three of the people, take him out, like two people pinning him down and one guy about to swing at him. And I was able to at least take out the two guys pinning him down. And then when Varel and the guy who was, you know, the other big orc attacking, they attacked each other and basically it didn't go great for Varel.
He got punched in the face.
He got punched hard.
And you're playing it.
Okay,
you're playing it.
That's
bullshit. For one, I hit him twice really hard. He just happened to hit me back harder.
You're right. That happened before you got pinned.
Okay,
so
got it.
A lot happened. He did a lot of fighting before I ever started running off. I was like still talking with, like, noticing, like, in with the conversation that
you
were
it.
Having
I
with
got
the guard.
I'm just laying on the ground.
I noticed all the shit has gone down, and he's doing all sorts of shit over there. And I'm like, what the hell, Varel? What are you doing? Oh, my God. And I
so then he gets punched. He does a glorious battle, and then he, like, gets taken down mid-battle. And then you throw your three daggers, like, amid all this, and kind of take out how many of them? Two of them?
They're not out. We're just, like, disoriented or whatever.
Got it. Okay, I understand. Okay, and then basically, the last standing orc, like, just punches him in the face super fucking hard, and he's like, "Nah, I'm about to die."
No. Technically, he's depending on how he decides, he's gonna die right now.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa, dude. Okay. So this is the choice he's presented with, and death is like.
He's gonna be presented with a choice. Death has taken the form of an orc shaman to offer him a task to do for them. Or he can decide, no, I'm going to rest. And that's just it. He dies. And then we'll if he chooses to stay alive, basically what's going to happen is we'll have him just be knocked out until we get him back to, like, a tavern or something, until he can sleep it off. But.
You don't know. It might be my time.
And then
I mean, this is your choice. I mean, like, death is standing in front of you. There is an honor guard of other orcs saluting you, ready to let their brother pass on and have an honor.
What if I want to try and fight this other orc?
This,
like, right now?
The
thing, or
in death, too. I want to fuck him up, too.
He's just going to grab you and throw you in the death. Into.
Damn it. All right, I won't fight him.
Seems like a good
he
choice.
Can one shot you.
Yeah.
He can quarter shot you.
I don't think you would be able to fight him.
Alright, I'm
he's like one punch man.
Fight that work. Is that work special in any way? Maybe it's just me, but with this all being, like, me being the Death Knight thing, and this all started because my mom and my dad were died in battle, I felt like this situation would be more effective to my character if the orc I seen up there might have been my dad or something, you know? That way I don't want to fight him, for one, because it's my dad. I probably don't want to fight him. And then I'd probably take saying him to a different aspect, you know? Oh, yeah, that's just my idea.
I like it. No, I'm down. That sounds like something. Who knows?
It could also be like Mr. Orc that would.
God.
But going into it, like, with my guy's character, if it's just a regular orc I'm seeing, whether he's gonna be in the dead or not, I'm probably gonna try and fight this fool, and he'll probably just kill me.
Well, he will absolutely kill you. But I feel like at that point, your orc senses, your natural orc senses, would just tell you that this guy's level is way beyond me. I shouldn't even try.
Not only that, it's in, like, the death world too, where, like, my whole Death Knight stuff comes from. So I'm probably less aggressive about the situation.
I agree. You're, like, accepting right now. It's like, this is what's going on right now. I understand what this is all about. So I feel like it would be less aggressive.
this is part of the passing too. Like, this guy may not be have the face of your parents, but I bet if you look around in the honor guard, you would see your parents there.
Gotcha.
Whoa!
I'm just trying to decide how my guy's going to react to the situation. Given information that I understand the death gate thing and like I know from the death world and all that shit, then I might not react that way.
Right. Yeah, I think this. I don't think death takes the form of your parents, but I do think you see the spirit of your parents there. Like, not they're
among the honor guard.
Among the honor guard, like just
like
proud of you being. They're there for either any decision you make. Basically, like you have fought, you have battled. If you want to rest, that is acceptable. If you want to continue your battle, they are proud of you and will cheer for you. But in order to come back to the land of the living, you have to accept death's bargain. So
he can make an offer. I can't say I accept it before I know it.
Okay. Okay, I can do something.
Should this be personal? Do they have to know my thing? Like, they can't see me in the death world, right? They don't get to know the deal I'm making.
They don't. Not, if you don't tell them, they don't know.
All right.
Yeah, this could be you and him talking together. You can text to him or something. Who knows? But I know is that I see this guy about to die, and then he gets knocked out somehow, and a bunch of shit happens, and he wakes up or whatever. But he went through all this inner shit by himself, and I have no idea what happened. None of us do. So yeah.
Can I make a big claim about your dagger?
Yeah, you're the DM. You decide everything.
Okay. Then I
dagger master.
Then I think this is
DM.
Then I think this is what your bargain is going to be. The orc shaman approaches you. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a coin. And he whispers. He seems like he's making sure he has the right one. And he slowly holds in his hand in front of your face and says, "There are others like you around the world. Your dagger, it is not made from your world. It is made from the barbs of the Black Gate. There are others out there who wish to disrupt death in this world using these daggers. I will hand you an item to find these others and bring them back and fix the Black Gate so that the souls of all may pass on. Do you accept this coin?"
Sorry, I just hit my pen. One sec.
Good choice.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't say anything to him. I just take the coin.
The minute you take the coin, you are alive and back in the world, and you feel a small weight in your pocket. But for now, you are unconscious. You are still you're still breathing, you're still alive, but you are on the ground. We'll have to have you rest and come back and send
gotcha.
You an item for the item later.
As I take the coin in life, while a bug is staring at my unmoving body, you see a small smirk on my face.
Okay, well, speaking of Bug and Florian, you just saw your buddy get smacked so hard. He is out on the ground. You do not know any of this that just happened. You just see him fall onto the mud. What do you do?
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.